Hey everyone, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and if you're feeling a little drained from the daily hustle and bustle, trust me, you're not alone. We've all been there, caught up in our own heads, navigating the chaos of life, and sometimes forgetting the most crucial ingredient for genuine connection, empathy. Today, we're diving deep into developing empathy in everyday interactions, because let's be real, a little understanding goes a long way. Ever felt like you were just going through the motions, saying, "I'm fine," even when you weren't? That disconnect can happen easily when we're not actively trying to connect with others on an emotional level. So, why is empathy so important in today's world? Well, picture this. Imagine a world where everyone took a moment to truly understand each other's perspectives, feelings, and experiences. Sounds pretty amazing, right? It's like building bridges instead of walls, fostering genuine connection, reducing conflict, and creating a more compassionate society. Now, I know what you're thinking, Madison, that sounds idealistic. How can we actually make this happen? Hold on to your hats, because today's episode is packed with 5 key takeaways to boost your empathy muscle. 1. Active listening, not just hearing. This one might seem obvious, but it's easy to get caught up in our own thoughts while someone else is talking. True listening involves giving them your undivided attention, putting away distractions, making eye contact, and focusing on their words, tone, and body language. It's about truly trying to understand their message, not just waiting for your turn to speak. 2. Stepping into their shoes. Ever played pretend? Well, empathy is a lot like that. Try visualizing yourself in the other person's situation. What might they be feeling? What challenges are they facing? Even if you haven't personally experienced something, putting yourself in their shoes can help you develop a deeper understanding of their perspective. 3. Embrace vulnerability. Remember, being empathetic doesn't mean agreeing with everything someone says or doing what they want. It's about acknowledging their feelings, even if you don't share them. Vulnerability creates connection. It shows that you're human, you care, and you're willing to understand. 4. Ask powerful questions. Instead of jumping to conclusions or offering solutions, unless asked, try asking thoughtful questions to encourage the other person to open up. For example, instead of saying, "That sounds tough," try something like, "Can you tell me more about what's making this challenging for you?" This shows genuine interest and invites them to share their feelings openly. 5. Practice kindness in everyday moments. Empathy isn't just about grand gestures, it's also about the little things. Holding a door open, offering a sincere compliment, or simply lending an ear can make a world of difference. These small acts of kindness build a foundation of empathy that extends throughout your interactions. Now, let's dive into a real-world scenario. Imagine you're at work and a colleague seems downcast. They might be struggling with a project deadline, dealing with a personal issue, or just having a bad day. Instead of brushing it off or pretending everything is fine, imagine approaching them with genuine concern. You could say something like, "Hey, I noticed you seem a bit down. Is there anything going on?" By acknowledging their emotions and offering support, you're creating a space for open communication and showing that you care. Remember, a little empathy can go a long way in building stronger relationships and fostering a more supportive environment. So, the key takeaways today are: actively listen, step into their shoes, embrace vulnerability, ask powerful questions, and practice kindness. These simple yet profound actions can transform your everyday interactions and create a ripple effect of compassion that extends far beyond yourself. Remember, cultivating empathy isn't about being perfect, it's about making a conscious effort to understand and connect with others on a deeper level. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on how you can incorporate these tips into your daily interactions. Let me know in the comments. I love reading your responses. And don't forget to subscribe to Build Your Stoic Core for more insights and tools to help you navigate life with strength, resilience, and balance. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.